208, 11th Division.
Hey, 208, is traffic got you backed up a little bit?
Yeah, that is one thing. I got a flatbed truck right here blocking the intersection. I can't go around them while the train's there, so that's going to be a problem. And number two, I have a passenger that just came on. He had fare. I'm assuming he might be intoxicated. He's laying across two seats in the very middle in the back. I'm afraid of him falling off the seat.
Okay, I'll see where the area supervisor is at as far as the DK passenger. If you're able to get their attention, just, you know, nicely ask them to, you know, sit up if they can. We'll go that route first. If that doesn't work, why don't you just let me know, and if we need, we'll get a supervisor over to you. But let me know when you're clear of that intersection as well.
All right, copy that. Do you want me to call you back with the passenger?
Just give me a customer contact message, and we'll go from there.
All right, copy that. Thank you.
No problem. If they do listen to you and they're able to, you know, wake up and get somewhere safe and stable, why don't you just give me a ready for service so I know that you're good?
All right. Would that be confused with my ready for service with getting through this intersection?
Yeah, that probably will. Let's just do this. Give me a ready for service when you're clear of the intersection. If he listens to you and you're good, don't bother sending me another message regarding them.
All right, copy that. Second one is customer contact, you said, right?
Customer contact, yeah. If it's a safety issue and we need to pull you over and have a supervisor meet up, then we'll definitely need to go that route.
All right, copy that. Thank you.
Thank you. And 1650.